WHCL, Clinton, New York. That's a rather rare and strange record. Jasper Taylor and the State Street Boys, 1927, Stomp Time Blues. And Johnny Dodds was in there, and this was on a compilation featuring Freddie Keppard, so that was probably one of Freddie's. I guess they tracked that down. Brian Rust remains suspiciously quiet on that point. Before that, we had the Hollywood Dance Orchestra on the label. It was Johnny Sylvester, a.k.a. the original Indiana Five. King Porter's Stomp, 1925. So then we had Stomp Time Blues, which you just heard. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and thanks so much for listening tonight. I do appreciate it. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College. And it is getting to be close to spring. It's quite nice. It's just been beautiful this week, and WHCL.org, and it's a grand night for streaming, and thanks for streaming along with me. At the Stomp that we attended in Whippany, New Jersey, there were some amazing, amazing musicians, as I said before. One that I had not heard before, or at least paid attention to him until I had heard him play live, was a remarkable trombone player by the name of John Allred, and he comes from a long line of brilliant trombone players. And I have his CD now, the Live in Scotland CD. This group has John Allred on trombone, John Sheridan on piano, Tony DiNicola on drums, and Andy Kleindert on bass. And you have Rosetta, and it's a little more modern than most of the other things on this disc, but it fits in. And I'm floored by the quality of this playing. I have never heard anyone play a trombone this way before. So here he is. And that was Kevin Doran's, on this record, it's a traditional jazz collective, but he now calls it the Big 72, which sounds like very large pants indeed. But no, they're not pants, but the Big 72, a very cryptic name. The traditional jazz collective is on their album, and it's the TJC Returns. That was Everybody Loves My Baby. And you heard Michael Hesham on alto soprano saxophones, Pete Martinez on clarinet, J. Walter Hawks trombone, Jesse Gelber piano, Doug Largent on bass, and Kevin Dorn on drums. And that was substantially the group that we heard Sunday. They were third up in the roster of incredible bands that we heard, and we were so glad to be. We had really good seats too, by the way, and that was because we paid for better seats. We just got in early and managed to get a good table. We were right there, and boy, what a day that was last Sunday. Before that, John Allred, who played trombone with John Eric Kelso's group, which was the second group up. You'll hear more from him a bit later on this evening. And that was recorded a few years ago in Scotland. Live in Scotland. I keep wanting to say Switzerland. I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe it's my creeping neutrality. But, yes, Live in Scotland is a CD. And there are links to that on my Radiola blog, if you find the playlist, or even the playlist I emailed out to you, if you are a recipient of that. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and yes, we're celebrating the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp. We're going to have a little more stomp in here. Here's the Dixie Jazz Band, which is also the original Indiana Five. They had more aliases than some master criminals, but they weren't. They were very good, by the way. And in 1928, they made this recording for Oriole, and by courtesy of Toast in New York. We have the original Indiana Five, a.k.a. the Dixie Jazz Band with Motown Stomp. Thank you.
Mr. Henry Lee. And when I stomp, well, you just won't let me be. When they play the low-down bass, get the fever in my face. I just shake like a leaf on a tree. I just stomp, 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 stomp when they play the swing. That's what I need more than anything. Then that jazz band, they begin. Acts on me like a quarter ten. I'm gonna stomp, 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 stomp Mr. Henry Lee.
That's always been one of my favorite records of that. I heard that one of those, I think it was the RCA Encyclopedia of Recorded Jazz many years ago. And that particular take, I like the one where he says, stomp, 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 Mr. Henry Lee. That's Jack Teagarden on there. Yes. Yes, and you heard Mez Mezro in there and different people in Eddie Condon's group. Oh, boy. Before that, the incomparable Fats Waller, and that was Valentine Stomp from 1929. Nothing more I have to say about that. Fats was one of a kind, and people can play his music, and they do a wonderful job. And it's all to his glory, because it's just what a pianist he was. What a sound. Before that, we had the Dixie Jazz Band, Moton Stomp. Original Indiana 5, actually, 1928. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. We're going to continue now with a couple of newer recordings of people that we encountered, met, talked to, and listened to at the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp last weekend in Whippany, New Jersey. We're going to begin with a recording by Molly Ryan, the album Songbird in the Moonlight. You can order that. Either through her website or Dan Levinson's website, there's a way to do that. I think there's a way to even pay by PayPal if you're so inclined. But good currency works well too. But it's a wonderful. Actually, the title of the song is "It's Wonderful," and I'll tell you how wonderful it is. Not only is Molly totally wonderful, you have Dan Levinson on reeds, Mark Shane on piano again, and I love the way he plays. What a touch he has. Not only does he play Fats Waller, he plays somewhat in a Teddy Wilson style at times. He's very marvelous accompanist. I don't know why I'm using those extra syllables from. I think they were left over from the last show. Kevin Dorn, again on drums, and John Eric Elso, on this particular track, on trumpet. So here they are, Molly Ryan accompanied by her group with It's Wonderful. Thank you.
wonderful to look into your eyes and realize you care a little bit. It's wonderful to know that you love me. It's glorious to feel that I'm a part of you, sweetheart, to share your happiness. It's marvelous how lovely love can be. Who dreamed that I'd be allowed through the doorway of heaven?
There'll come a time, wait and see. Well, you don't have to wait and see. You're hearing it tonight. There's a time of, this is the time you're hearing great music here on Radiola. Most Friday nights at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thank you for listening, by the way. I appreciate that and keeping this stuff going. That was the Bix Centennial All-Stars recorded in 02. Not that long ago, really, for the Bix Centennial, which was 03. That was arranged by Dan Levinson. He more or less led this session, a lot of these sessions, and many musicians we heard on this disc. But specifically, I chose that one because it had John Eric Kelso on cornet, Dan Levinson on clarinet and C melody sax, Mark Shane on piano, and Matt Nunesteri playing a mean guitar, which isn't even mentioned in the notes here. We also heard Dan Barrett on trombone, Greg Cohen on bass gets a solo, and so does Joe Essione here. Very, very good. What a group. And I urge you to buy these CDs if you don't already own them. And I would urge you also to buy them right from Dan Levinson or buy the CDs from the main source. If somebody's a musician is selling CDs, when you buy CDs from them, they're getting all the money, by the way. So rather than going through Amazon or some other place, World Records occasionally you have to go through because it's hard to... Vince Giordano doesn't seem to have his own website, but you can find him on Facebook and MySpace. So you can probably get in touch with him through MySpace and buy directly from him, and I would encourage that as well. My links are to other people, though, but whatever you can find, they would be more than happy to send them to you because they get the money and it's much better because they're walking around with all these CDs all the time. Before that, Molly Ryan with a lot of those same people. Dan Barrett wasn't there, but John Eric Kelso on cornet. Dan Levinson, of course, was on there playing his instruments, and Mark Shane on piano, with the addition of Kevin Dorn, who was one of the band leaders. Oh, yes. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm so glad that I can present this music to you. I don't have a pledge drive. It's a good thing I don't, but I just feel like... I feel like encouraging you to buy these things because they're wonderful musicians. They're keeping the music alive in performance, and I'd like to see a handful of these people up here, and I'll tell you at the end of the show who I think would be with an all-star lineup. But you've been hearing me say it all night, but you probably could put it together. We're going to continue now. We're going to get a little bit more into, sometimes I like to kind of offend people and. Billy Banks and his orchestra, Spider Crawl, he's going to get his ashes hauled. In the old days, they used to have coal furnaces, and they used to have to haul ashes. These days, it doesn't happen quite as often, so I don't know if that's good or bad, but very often you don't see any ashes being hauled, but that's what the spider's up to, apparently.
Going up that wall to get his ashes hauled. Oh, let me be your little dog till the big dog comes. Let me be your little dog till the big dog comes. And when the big dog comes, show him what the little dog done. Oh, the graveyard show is a mean old place. I said the graveyard show is a mean old place. They throw you down the hole and dump dirt in your face. Like a weeping willow tree. She hangs her head and weeps.
Joe Robichaux and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys with King Kong Stomp. You got to watch out for those ultralights. Boy, but man, what a band. That was from the Jazz Oracle release, which I urge you to get, which is Jazz Oracle BDW 8057, Joe Robichaux. You have to buy that. You really do. 1933, that's just, you know, they're all that good, too. And some of them are, they're all, that's as good as they get, and they don't get much better than Joe Robichaux in 1933. Before that, we had Mez Mezro, sounding a lot like Pee Wee Russell on that, by the way. Hot Club Stomp from 1937. Beginning with Billy Banks and his orchestra, you heard Henry Rennie Allen on there. And also Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. You heard a lot of him on Spider Crawl from 1932. I'm Andy Sr., you've been listening to Radiola. Well, I hope you've been listening the whole time, because you would have heard some marvelous stuff. But there's marvelous stuff yet to come toward the end of the show. And we have Molly Ryan again with Dan Levinson, Kevin Dorn, and Mark Shane. Hooray for Love. Very Goodman-esque performance, but wow. Good stuff here. On Songbird in the Moonlight is the name of the CD. And you have to buy that, too. You got quite a shopping list this week.
maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. I think that was recorded some time ago, although the CD came out in 2005, As Long As I Live. Vince played that Sunday at the Pee Wee Russell Memorial Stomp in Whippany, New Jersey, and we heard him play it. And, oh boy, the band is better than ever. You can hear them also in New York at Sophia's Restaurant, Club Cachet at the Hotel Edison. If you want to hear them in their native habitat, that's the place to go, but you can hear them on this show frequently, I'm glad to say. Before that, Molly Ryan, Hooray for Love, 2007, with Dan Levinson, Mark Shane, Kevin Dorn, and that's it. There was a trio. John Eric wasn't on that one. Anyway, my lineup for best band of band that should be playing up here at Hamlin would be John Eric Kelso, cornet, Dan Levinson, reeds, John Allred, trombone, and on piano, Mark Shane, of course, Matt Munisteri on guitar, Vince Giordano on bass sax, and probably tuba, depending, and Kevin Dorn on drums. Can't beat that band. I got to hear that band someday, and I like to hear it up here, so make a noise. Tell Monk Rowe you want to hear that band up here, would you? And we're going to continue now, finish up here on radio. I'm Andy Senior. I'll be in next week. We've made a pact. We're going to turn on the radio station next week, next Friday, and I'll be here probably before 8 o'clock, but I'll definitely be doing the show at 8. My colleague, the Gray Fox, with Live from Echo Base, is on in a few minutes. But let's finish up with Pee Wee Russell, the man who was the reason for the stomp, with the Mound City Blue Blowers. Hello, Lola.
listening to WHCLFM, Clinton, New York.